What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
It was good, though.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here. It's half an hour later.
Sorry, Ben.
Yeah, it's all good.
Technical difficulties.
Still got plenty of time.
Pud's laptop got blown out by a storm. He hasn't been able to watch hentai in a few weeks. He's fucking fucked. He's built up. Look at these nuts.
Oh.
They're fucking huge.
I finally feel like a real man.
We got all the good jokes out before the pod.
So yeah, now I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've been on for the last half hour.
I know. It's been fucking... It's the return of Timmy.
It's just been pedophile jokes to me.
Yeah, he's missed the return of Timmy.
It's all been pedo jokes.
Sweet Timmy.
Sweet Timmy.
And you'll never know because we weren't recording.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Soon to be How to Not Podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly. The last 2 weeks, we've had the guests sit there for like half an hour waiting for us to fuck around and set up.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't know how any of that works, but I feel like you stumbled at every hurdle.
You really did. Yeah. We started with the password, and things only got worse from there.
I feel like it was like the Special Olympics where they just don't even bother jumping and just plowing through.
It was like the hurdles for people in wheelchairs.
Yeah, everyone's sitting in the crowd going, why have they got hurdles? Helmets on, they're just running hurdles.
The helmet is for the hurdles.
That's right.
That was good. Are there certain sports that you just can't do at the Special Olympics? I wonder. That's
javelin would be dicey.
It sure would. Discus?
Yeah.
These are probably all events that are in the Special Olympics, too. Oh, they're just being mega cunts.
Yeah. In fairness, normally there's... Wait, I don't know, Special... I'm thinking of the Paralympics. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, I was like, in fairness, like, they're mostly just you know, physical disabilities. But I'm like, no, wait, Special Olympics, retards.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They've got a... They've got, like, a Veterans Olympics now, too.
Definitely not shooting. I reckon that one's out.
For the veterans or the specials?
Both.
Yeah.
Special vets.
Yeah, they should have a PTSD fucking
Close.
Category. No, a category in the shooting event for, like, veterans with PTSD. Just see how that goes. It's just you win if you get to the end of the event and you're not on the ground curled up in the fetal position.
There's a days counter for like days since shooting and it's always at zero.
It's got a point next to it.
If you don't blow your own brains out, you get the gold.
Just... It moves into the negatives if there's multiple people in a day.
That's dark. That's real dark.
Off too far?
Maybe.
There was no accent, so you're cool.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Those are not allowed anymore.
No accents.
Nah, no accents.
Why?
Can't do them. Some are allowed, some aren't.
Yeah. You can do white man accents, like...
Like ours.
Yeah, like ours, or...
Or like the latte drinkers, or... Stoner.
Yeah, stoner.
Yeah, well, that's like Sam Bowden's joke, where he's like, oh, you can do jokes about people that did the oppressing, but you can't do, accents of the people that were oppressed, only the ones that did the oppressing, so like English, Italian, like, that's all fine.
Yeah.
But then, like, the Japanese... They fuck the shit out of China.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't do the Japanese accent on the stage. You get in trouble.
Didn't China do a lot of oppressing, though, really?
China took the mantle.
Well,
yeah, they
like just do
they fucking took off where Japan stopped. Like.
You just do a Mongolian accent. And you're I'm not doing Asian, I'm doing Mongolian.
That's
my Genghis Khan.
Little loophole.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be better if everyone just leaned into stereotypes. Yeah. Instead of just trying to lean against them. It's like, that's what makes us different. Instead of trying to pretend we're not, lean into it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You're a bigot. Get off the podcast.
No. And now here's the N-word. I got your back, Rogan.
That was such a good mashup. My favorite Rogan mashup.
Yeah, they took clips of him arguing against racism and turned it into a racist tirade.
Yeah,
it was the greatest thing I've ever seen on the internet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah,
he'll survive. He'll be all right.
Ah, dude, he's doing the UFC today. He's fine. Yeah. Everyone knows. Everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, let's just not pretend this is fucking CNN trying to assassinate his character.
You know how you, like, overdo shit? I reckon that's Rogan. Like, if you over-sharpen a knife, it just becomes brittle and falls apart.
Yeah.
I reckon that's Rogan. He's always just trying to reach peak everything, and he's overdone it. And now he's fallen apart. Plus, he's getting old.
He's getting old. Apparently, he falls asleep in comedy clubs, and no one knows what to do. Like, that's Rogan, so we don't want to, like, upset him.
You don't want to accidentally wake him up, and he just, like, throws a kick.
Oh,
I'm under attack.
Oh, dude, I'd love to get kicked in the face by Rogan. Get a new house.
Funny when he's old and crippled, and he's like, Jamie, pull that up. And he's like, what, my legs? They don't work anymore.
Oh man,
young Jamie the caretaker.
Young Jamie, have you seen young Jamie? He's got a receding hairline and he's going grey.
He's old Jamie now.
Yeah,
time flies. Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude's got a great job though.
Oh dude, such, he gets paid so much money as well. Like, he'd have to. Wouldn't it be funny if he was still doing it for free? I
reckon he has to buff Rogan's head.
Yes, Jamie.
That no. Fucking skit that we put up.
Dude, oh, that's so what I was going to bring
cartoon.
Up.
Holy shit.
He just
shit.
Eats a whole elk in the way. <Yeah. laughs>
Have you seen June?
No.
Oh, it's... Yeah. There's, like, this big fat dude that's, like, in this black bath of shit. It's super weird. But, yeah, that's what it was based on. Holy fuck, it's a good cartoon.
Dude.
Well, I didn't really know the... Oh.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
I didn't even know, like, the reference, but it's still funny to me. So, like, that's how you know it's something good.
Dude.
Like...
Watch that fucking cartoon. Go on our Facebook right now. Scroll down to Joe Rogan June. It is the funniest.
You don't have to scroll far. We don't put up much.
No. No. I got into, yeah. I'll have little conversations with people now. Try and do that. Try and engage.
Yeah, fucking Leo, the cunt, threw me under the bus.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we wanted to speak about today. Are you going to do it? You want to do it?
What?
Roast battle against...
Against Broden?
Against Broden?
It's like battling a retard.
Battling a retard, eh?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Them's fighting words.
Are we talking about Leo or Broden? What is
Broden?
Me roast battling Broden is like, you know those UFC videos where there's like a person that knows how to do UFC and then they get a Down syndrome kid in the ring and then you have to lose because otherwise everyone thinks you're an asshole. That's how that's going to go.
Yeah, there's no win.
There's no win. If I win, it's like, cool, you beat a retard. Good on you.
So even if you win, you lose.
Yeah, I need to take a knee and just let him fucking wail on me for a while. And be like, good job.
See what Ethan did there?
Attaboy sport.
He gave himself an out. So if he has to do, he's going to have to do this roast battle now. It is happening. It is fucking happening.
No one wants to watch that.
I want to watch
that. Let's watch these two unknown comics fucking roast each other.
I think if we did
like a pure comics only kind of enjoyment thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your fucking big gym show that you want to do. Jesus Christ.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
I want to watch it. I'm keen for that.
So don't change the subject.
Anyway,
right? he's trying to change the subject.
Leo reckons that Broden has good pace and that's why he's going to win, but I have punchlines. when it's a fucking comedy show, I think Punchlines is going to win it somehow.
Yeah, Punchlines always win. Yeah.
I think Broden's ability to roast people is going to fuck, like,
the only
that's
pace
gonna be
Broden has is it like eating a fucking Zinger box. That's all the pace that he has. Broden's going down if he tries to fucking
Here
roast that way. No, I can't. I've got to let him win. This is good because either way, I feel like I won.
Yeah. You've dropped a couple of roasts that you've already used on me.
What?
The Zinger box. You've definitely used that one on me before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on the topic of Zinger boxes, I have, because you're a fat cunt. But so is Broden. But that was to do with pace. See, Leo brought up pace.
Yeah.
So I brought it back to the Zinger box.
Yeah.
You know?
We're doing this.
Nothing about Broden screams pace.
That's what I thought.
I reckon Broden's going to come out with some fucking savage bits, and you're not going to know what hit you.
He's already roasted me before, though. He's going to be like, you look like Mark Zuckerberg, your teeth are fucked, and you're gay. That's it. He's got nothing else.
Yeah, okay. All right, well...
The only thing I can't roast Broden on that he said, because Broden's a pussy, and I'm not going to say what it is, because I'm not an arsehole, but everyone else, it was like, oh, we're doing a roast battle. Are there any topics that you can't talk about? And Broden had one. And if I could make fun of that, Broden would fucking die. And probably take me with him. But I'm not going to do it because I'm better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Maybe you will win the roast battle. We're going to find out.
I don't care. Even if I win, again, it's like battling a retarded kid.
Yeah.
Maybe Broden will go full 8 mile and just rip on himself and be like, what now, mate?
Yeah, he's got to win
That's
the
That's a
flip.
Good way to do it, yeah.
He's got to win the twing, the twing cost.
Twing cost. It's the your coin. Last name.
The coin toss.
Why don't you and Broden roast each other?
Because it'd be just the same jokes thrown back at each other.
It'd just be like you every morning in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah. I'm just,
you're a fat cunt.
Yeah. I'm just going to write my inner monologue.
Oh, fuck. It'd be funny if you two did a roast battle and then for each roast, the other person said it back to the other person.
What we should do...
It's just over a dinner.
Yeah, no, what we should do is a roast battle, but everyone thinks they're turning up for a comedy night. You're actually turning up to judge our fucking Sunday roast.
This is good lamb.
Potatoes are a little undercooked, Mitch, but yeah, good solid out of 7 out of 10 there, mate. 7 out of 10. Yeah. All right, so Ethan versus Broden, fucking roast battle. We'll get it moving. We'll get it going. I think that'll be good. He's still drinking.
He's taking an exceptionally long drink just to avoid this.
No, he's just getting ready.
Roast battles like rap battles for white people, I've always said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't particularly enjoy like roast battles or anything.
No.
I don't think they're that great.
I enjoy watching them if they're people I know. But anyway.
You can't say the words that you really want to say to the person, can you?
Yeah, you really can't.
Because I only want to roast battle black people, what I can't say.
Yeah.
I got your back, Uncle Joe.
Yeah. Like, because there's a crowd there, too, so you got to be like, oh, okay, I can't call him a retarded faggot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. We're talking in the group chat about doing a history comedy show with the great Big Jim. Big Jim's said he's keen. We're gonna meet up for a beer or two, maybe a little meth.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Fucking me and Big Jim might be writing a history show. And you had a good idea, Ben. I want to see what he comes up with because I want him to be driving it.
Yeah,
more than
on paper, it sounds like the most fucked thing ever.
Yeah,
I feel like you are gonna have to drive it though.
Yeah, I'm like, gonna
see what he's got.
You should get Dave Gettner involved.
Oh, that would be a great combo.
Yeah.
Get Dave to be the
Dave and Big Jim, like when they get their heads together, you have what happened at the fucking Black Butt that night. Were you there for that?
No, wasn't it the Rogue Scholar or something?
It was a Rogue Scholar.
Oh, there was that one too. But there was one of them. Oh, yeah. No, he's all right. Yeah, it was the Rogue Scholar. The one where he taped up his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah.
Insane.
You get him to help write it.
I might. I'll reach out.
Mm.
You should get like them two on stage to be able to do it together.
They can play they do each other. A comedy play together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that'd be fucking funny to watch.
100%. Because Dave's a good counter to Big Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just don't think you can leave Big Jim to his own devices.
I've always thought the best comedy show that you could put together would be Big Jim opening, and then Jimbo from Gary the Goat middling, and then you close with Shooter Williamson.
Yeah.
Because it's just three crackheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the three levels of crack, though.
Yeah.
It's like ex-crackhead mixed with like current crackhead.
Yeah.
Which is which?
Shooter Williamson's definitely on the crack.
Oh. Yeah. He's definitely.
He's just clinging to relevancy.
Have you seen his fucking Twitch streams that he does?
Yeah. The only reason anyone's watching is because he's got the Jimbo with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he does now. He just relies on that because he's done.
Because she's got an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And he's just
so did his last one.
Fuck out of it. But it's wild, man. His Twitch stream.
I can't handle him, man. I just go like, man. Because. I wouldn't say I was a massive fan of him, but I used to think he was really funny. Like,
yeah.
And I thought he was good. And then he's just like, when I'm watching him, you can just see the progression of like drug addiction.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's like not even like trying to have a joke. It's like, I'm pretty sure like you can just see it getting worse to the point where he's not even really making jokes or effort anymore. He's just literally getting the bimbo to get her tits out and be like, please, just keep watching my streams and subscribing to her. And that's. Yeah, I don't know.
He does shows and stuff like that. Like he's
even then he's losing the plot. Like,
we've talked about it.
Yeah, like, I understand. Like, every now and then, like a comedian gets attacked or whatnot. But he seems to be doing like every show or every tour. It's like,
there's always
some point
one.
It's you.
Yeah, like, not every show, but like it happens. He's in the paper.
Yeah,
yeah.
Every now and then,
it's happened multiple times.
Yeah,
where you're like, yeah, it's a problem, but.
But even, like, and it's not like, I don't know. So sometimes this happens because people get offended because of, like, the material or whatnot. But it seems like more than once it's happened because someone's heckled him and he's just gone back too hard or he's kicked the glass of fucking.
Yeah, he's gone nuclear.
Yeah. Like, he's escalated it needlessly. Yeah. Like, he hasn't just.
It's almost like people with drug addictions don't handle situations appropriately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just find, I think it's a shame what happened to him, but I think he's done.
It is a shame because he was a funny motherfucker, and he was involved in, like, a lot of big shit. Like, they did that movie with Jim Jefferies. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a terrible movie. Like, Bliss and Esso, Jim Jefferies, Shooter Williamson, some zombie movie that they did.
Oh, righto.
But that, like, it's kind of crappy cult sort of movie. Like, if you have enough bongs, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But they made a full fucking movie.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like, that's fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of effort.
Especially a zombie movie.
Mm. Yeah, put down the pipe shooter.
Yeah.
He kind of come up with Aussie Man reviews in a way too.
That's literally all he has to do. Too.
By doing the commentary and all that to the sport.
Well, that's what's going on. Shooter Williamson's accusing Aussie Man of stealing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say stealing, but I'd say it's in the same wheelhouse.
It's not stealing because it's such a generic thing to do. Like, have you heard the fucking Total Tools ad that's been playing lately on radio?
No.
Fucking Total Tools, come in, get your fucking tools, cunt. Like, it's just, we've got Makita, we won't be moving on the fucking Makita. Fucking Total Tools. It's like, it just sounds like both of them. And those ads have been around for years.
Yeah.
It's like a big Kev kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit, it's just Australian culture.
Total Tools.
It's like Garn comedy, how they do like like videos on like Bunnings and fucking all that Australian shit, tradies, and it's like that's fucking free for anyone to have a crack at because it's just Australian culture. Like,
yeah.
If you want to fucking have a go at it, obviously don't steal their takes on it. But like, if you want to do a video on fucking what it's like down at Bunnings, fucking go for it.
Yeah, every cunt's done it.
Yeah, I've got this idea for a bit actually. These sunnies at work. I don't know if you saw my Facebook story the other day. Like these wraparound, like,
oh, maybe I did.
Fucking safety glasses, and I had the fucking earmuffs on, and they just look make you look like a fucking scumbag as soon as you put them on. You just look like such a derro. And I want to have them like do a bit, like film a sketch where we just like you put them on, and as soon as you put them on, you instantly just like, women should be back in the kitchen.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that and is
then,
good.
And then you're like, what the fuck, man? And yeah, I'm like, sorry. It's just the glasses. Look, try them on. You put them on. You're like, black people shouldn't be allowed to mix with white people. Fuck.
Segregate the schools.
Oh, that is fucking fun. Let's do that. Yeah. That's, dude, that is funny.
I'm going to do a heap of those. That is fucking funny.
Yeah, I put them on. Like, get out of my country.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck off, we're full.
Yeah.
God damn, these glasses are powerful. Do it like a, yeah, they're like a superhero thing. Like, as soon as you put them on.
Yeah, that's one thing I think you guys should especially push out is like doing more shit online.
Yeah, you gotta. Because you gotta, like, you can't. Comedy's fucked these days. Like, it's so hard to make money off doing it. If you could have some sort of like income from online and then pair that with like going out and doing shit,
yeah,
then you,
that's what I said to Mitch the other week. We were talking about the podcast and I was wondering whether you guys should actually rebrand it, get away from How to Not Comedy.
We tried that,
give it a new name.
Yeah, we were thinking of that, but we're trying to think up of another name and we're like, fuck, what do we call it?
Yeah,
it's so fucking hard.
It's every you we've because there's so many podcasts out now. Even since when we started this, there's like a fucking order of magnitude more fucking comedy podcasts and shit.
Yeah.
Every name we came up with, there was already a podcast. Every fucking name, like especially to do with stand-up.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fucking comic, you've probably got a podcast. Like, or you've got, yeah, it's fucking so common. There's, yeah. So it is.
That's what we should put it out. Come up with a name for us to rebrand it. Yeah. We'll fucking name it that.
Yeah.
I've got nothing.
No. Yeah, like, it's got to be funny. It's got to, like, it's got to kind of, How to Not Comedy does kind of fucking describe what we're about. Like, really, it really does. We're fucking.
What about Sticky Date Pudding? Oh, you've got a sticky date from all the blokes coming in there and you're pudding.
Yeah. We're
only at Christmas, Ben.
A little bit of pudding for Christmas.
I love that skit.
You could go do a solo one, Mitch, and just call it the Podcast.
I've looked it up. It already exists.
Is it just a review of puddings?
Fuck. If it isn't. If it isn't, it should be. Because that I'd is laugh the funniest.
Like you, like just recording you. Podcasts in like sleepwalking. You've got your own like sleepwalking podcast.
It's me, but I'm in a fake moustache.
You should do a 10-minute podcast every week where you eat a pudding and review just quickly your
something.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. The podcast.
This week's pudding, a jar of Nutella.
Couldn't afford a pudding.
There's not that many puddings.
No, he doesn't have to get a different pudding. He just has to eat a pudding, and while he's eating it, hey, fucking work was fucked this week. Just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Podcast.
This podcast brought to you by Tunnel Tours.
Get your fucking nose out, cut.
Oh, fucking Total Tools. It's so fucking expensive. They're so fucking expensive as well. It's insane. Fucking tools. How does a drill cost that much money?
I wanted to do a tour I was just like, after I got dumped, I was like, I feel like just getting in my van and leaving, just fucking going for a drive. I was going to do the my girlfriend get dump me tour, just start driving around in my van looking for gigs. Because I got all the shit in there. Like I can, well, it's Eddie's stuff, but you know, yeah, if I just leave the country, nah, I'm not going to do that. I could easily just go out buy like a PA.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I'm the next fucking Gary the Goat without the goat.
And
because that's what he did.
You need an hour of material.
No, you don't. Just go to a town, tell them I'm doing a comedy show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just get in there and talk to them.
Yeah, just start you could, talking shit. I could, you get good at it real yeah, quick. Yeah,
I could. Well, when I did the spot emceeing at the comedy club, it was fucking actually pretty easy. If you just get people telling you what they do for a living, and then you just ask questions based on that, keep them talking, hopefully.
Well, it's just having a conversation. It's not difficult.
Yeah, well, apparently it is.
Well, it can be. If you're on stage with a microphone.
Yeah.
You're not comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you get comfortable, it's...
Yeah, it's something I want to try to give a go too soon, but... Yeah, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but...
Yeah, it's...
I feel like I've seen a few MCs now where I'm like, well, I'm not saying I'd be good, but I could probably at least do that. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, just practice it in one of your sets. Just be like, I'm going to allocate a minute or two to, like, go to the crowd and have a chat.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
It is.
But you don't want to, like, in the long run, you don't want to be doing that because you don't want to be an MC. You want to be a comedian. So, like...
Yeah, but crowd work would... That ability to, you know, crowd work would come in handy, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially, like, yeah. Helping pad out an hour-long show. Like, I think if you're going to do an hour, you kind of do want to engage with people as well. Like, people don't want to just necessarily sit there.
Yeah, you want to do a little bit to, like, get the crowd engaged in the show. But... If you're doing some of the booked rooms, like you're not allowed to do crowd work, you have to just stick to your set.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because you don't want to bury the headliner.
Yeah.
Because they're the one that want to come out and do crowd work. Like, if you get on the and try and do crowd work after Legacy's done crowd work, you're going to fucking die.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to die a miserable death. Like, why are you talking to me asking me what I do? Yeah. He was already out here and he made it funny. So, yeah. But you can't do that if you're doing like middle spots and shit like that. So. It's good to have. Everyone should be able to do it, but I think there's too much of an emphasis on it. Should be able to do other shit.
Yeah.
Write good jokes, and you'll get a lot further.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing both either. Like, yeah. I genuinely think that, like...
It's a tool that everyone should have to learn.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be a crutch that you rely on. That's like Jacques Barrett. Jacques Barrett was doing the Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yeah.
The other week when we were there. And he was like, yeah, I go to the crowd. And then he's like, yeah, because that's what we do when we forget the fucking next joke. We go to the crowd to buy time to remember the next bit. Yeah. So you just do crowd work. And, like, for him, it's fucking easy because he's a professional comedian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's what it's like a good tool to have. But, yeah, you shouldn't rely on it like a crutch. But you should be able to be good enough at it that if you do need to use it, you can do it without fucking fumbling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've barely done crowd work, to be honest.
Yeah, and for us, it's like, oh, crowd work. Like, it's like we put it on a pedestal almost because we're like, oh, I fucking want to be able to do that. That's the next thing that I want to learn how to do. If you can figure that out, then you fucking can do MC spots and you can get paid and shit like that. So it's good to have. I'm definitely saying don't learn it, but don't rely on it. It's almost like... fucking having notes in your pocket. You're like, oh, I forgot my next joke. Just go to the crowd. I nearly did it too.
Yeah.
I was on stage. I was like, should I go to the crowd? After he did that, I was like, nah, fuck it. Just I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Had a sip of my beer. Like, that's it. All right, let's go.
Yeah, that is a really good tool though. The sip of the beer. Where you just, especially if you just fucking, especially if you get a good punchline land, you can just bask on it in it.
Yeah,
like, let them just laugh themselves out while you're having a drink, calm yourself down.
Yeah,
I wanted to do that with I suppose we'll get into Raw now, but with the crowd there, because I didn't have a fucking lot of time. 5 minutes
yeah
used to be a big thing for me. Like probably
just ask his wife. Got him.
Tanya, could you please grab a spears?
Speaking of my wife,
please.
Put is that all right? Work.
Do you want one, Ethan?
I thought that was the last one.
No,
last Great Northern, mate.
Great Northern.
I'm with you. Oh yeah. Wait, weren't they mine?
Yeah.
They were delicious.
No, you brought the Coopers, which I've already drunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ham, do you want one?
Yeah, bugger it, I'll have one.
Yeah, one. Three, please.
Yeah, bugger it, I'll have one. Two, total tools. Yeah, give me a fucking beer.
Three Cougars, thanks.
Yeah, like we didn't have a lot of time, so I had some punchlines. Again, I'm not trying to fucking jerk myself off on the podcast, but I had some really good punchlines, and
that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, well,
you only turned up right at the end.
We don't have video though. This one, so.
Yeah.
Saying I watch him jerk off.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, no, but yeah. Just in general for Raw, you didn't. See
I didn't see it. Yeah, so I'm happy to listen to it.
So for context for anyone, he's not jerking himself off. Pud legit probably destroyed the hardest on the night. He got the biggest laughs and probably the most consistent laughs throughout the set. But you absolutely destroyed.
Bev
brought the house down. Yes, please.
It hit like a truck. We were. I was really, really worried about it before the set. I was like, fuck, I don't know. Because I was looking at the crowd and it was a bit of sort of like a almost middle-aged, like pushing middle-aged crowd. And I didn't see a lot of young people, so...
No.
Yeah.
That's what you want, though, because young people wouldn't like Arnie Bev.
No, young people... Because they
young
don't
people
relate.
Are more likely to like Arnie.
You don't want, you don't want old, but you don't want like 18, 19 fucking years old in there. That's going to... They're not going to like that. I don't think.
That joke hits better with younger crowds, in my experience anyway.
Younger for sure, but like, yeah. I reckon if you go too young, they get a bit sensitive.
They do.
They don't have they haven't developed a sense of humor yet. Unless you're the fucked up like us.
Yeah.
You know, like when you were young, you were like, like funny dark shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right there. You're right there. I think probably 20, 21's when you start being cool to be around. Sort of thing. There's a couple of people who...
Unless you're someone.
Unless you're me.
No.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Anyway, so back to Raw. Back to Raw. You fucking sidetracked me. The crowd, there was some punchlines where I really just wanted to sit in it and fucking let them laugh through. But I had to just fucking power on through because I was like, I've got to get my jokes out because I don't want to get the music played over Arnie Bev.
Yeah, because I was very adamant at the start, like 5 minutes bang on, we're fucking playing you off.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, like, they're not fucking around. So.
Yeah. So I was like, if they started playing music as I've gone, like, it would have fucking
even
ruined
worse
it.
If you didn't get to the,
like,
if it was 5 seconds away and you just got to fucking, like, that would have been worse.
Yeah. Mark went over. He went over by about 10 seconds, and I think...
Oh, did he?
Yeah. The guy backstage was watching the clock and telling him when to light him and stuff, and I think he could see Mark was wrapping it up, so he let him go.
Yeah,
Mark
right.
went 5:10.
That is a bit fucked that they don't have an actual clock, like a digital clock. On there with 5 minutes, and it goes bang, it starts counting down.
Yep.
Because then you could time it out. To be bang on 5 minutes. And if they want you to be that tight, they should fucking accommodate for it.
Yeah.
It's not hard to fucking hook up a LED clock.
No, it's not. It's really not. I'm not sure if you'd... If you're in the moment, though...
But like you said, they let him go 10 seconds over. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I didn't know he went over, though. So it didn't seem like anyone went over, but that was one thing I was definitely worried about. Because that start of mine, like just little points that get laughs kind of thing. Like you could let them linger for a second or two longer.
Mm.
But I was like, I need those second or twos because I can't get Are You OK cut off because Are You OK was what I was heavily relying on to get me through.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was like, that was my big trump card. And it was all, and I was like, I saw this year as like an all or nothing kind of thing. Cause I was like, I've got Are You OK. It's the best. I haven't wrote a better joke yet in my opinion. And so I was like, this is year I'm going to do that. And then I managed to find a way to tie it into me autism bit. And yeah. I was like, okay, I've got that heartfelt, plus I've got this clever joke. This is a set that I feel is made for raw, even though I don't particularly enjoy raw comedy. But
yeah.
But I was like, this is a set that is made for it, and if it doesn't go, yeah, right this year, I don't know if I'm going to have a set like this again, because it just isn't typically my writing style. And I was like, I just happened to have stumbled upon this and managed to make them work together.
Well, you were saying for a bit there, you were like, oh, I want to write like a clean set. Yeah. I remember you saying that.
So that's where the autism bit come from.
Yeah.
And the handshake thing and also negotiating, like left turns bit.
Yeah.
Like
fucking good bit. Yeah.
Those bits all came from just trying to sit down and be like, let's not write about your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that too.
Like, what can you do? Just so in case.
Yep.
In case you don't have the crowd for it. Like, I don't know. So Sydney woke me up when I went down to Sydney and ate shit.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a set at the Stag that I turned up to. And I wasn't on. Eddie just said, oh, if you want to come in, come in. And I was like, okay, no worries. So I went in there and it was like 80% female kind of thing.
Yep.
And I think about three people pulled out and Brooke got put in. Maybe it was two. Brooke got put in and then you got put in. And then Eddie was like, oh, if there was one more spot, I was going to put you in. And I was like, I'm glad you didn't, because I was sitting there looking at the crowd and I went, if I got put in at this stage, I have nothing to say here. Like, I'm just going to go up and eat shit. I'm not going to win them over because I can't, because all I've got is fat girls or sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'm like, I can't perform to this crowd. And then I'm like, that sucks having a crowd you can't perform to.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not like that. Like, the cheap laughs, like the sex jokes and all that, I find that funnier. I find it more enjoyable. I enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Then that's why I liked your set better than mine, because that's what I typically enjoy. Whereas, I don't know. This one I just wrote so I could appeal to a broader audience, so that if I walk in and it's not my crowd, I've got something, like I've got an ace in the hole kind of thing. And that's what I wanted to sit down and do. And also I just think that kind of tests you as a comic to go, can I get outside of what I like? And I still enjoy like the autism bit and the jokes I did write. Like I won't go up and say anything if I don't think it's funny. I won't go if I don't enjoy it. I won't go say it just to try appease a crowd kind of thing. Yeah. So the fact that I managed to write some things that are clean that I think are funny, I'm pretty happy with. And that's kind of
they're all funny jokes, man. Even the one about negotiating.
I do like that one.
That's clever.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good thing though as well. Setting those goals. Of, like I've got a crowd that I can't perform to, so I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna write jokes.
crowd was women. Yeah. It's like I can't Mitch's please women. We all know this, but
yeah,
yeah.
Well, no, I've got myself deprecating.
Me neither, apparently. That's why I'm single. Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I think
you don't believe I'm single.
No. We're doing like in the bedroom or in the bedroom?
I'm good in the bedroom. Bad outside the bedroom.
Okay, yeah, no, I believe that.
It's emotionally.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Physically, I'm all good.
Huge dick.
That's what they call me. And then they leave. Huge fucking dick. I'm out of here. Anyway.
But yeah, I honestly thought you were going to win. And even on the car ride home, my missus and her friend were like, they thought you had it because you got the biggest laughs and the loudest ones.
It's not about that.
I know it's not about that. That's what they kind of thought. And then it was the reason I told you earlier, but we won't mention that I thought was going to count against me. And so I was like, nah, it's not me kind of thing. So
yeah, I think that's my set works. It does work. Like that set, I can go anywhere and I know I'm going to like do well.
Yeah.
Except for a while.
Well, except for a while. Yeah, but even then.
Old fucks do not like being told that they're going to die.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I've got other material.
Mm.
I've got other material that if... It's just because I was so excited about that bit and those two bits that didn't work that night, I was like, I don't care. Like, I really don't care. Like, it's still a free show.
Mm.
And if I'd have been told don't do specific jokes, and it's not a free show, it was a book show, but if I'd have been told not to do specific jokes, I probably wouldn't have done those.
Mm.
But
well, they can't because they're not paying you anything.
Oh, no. I think just out of respect for Dave, like, putting me on. And
oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant at Raw.
Oh, not at Raw. Yeah, not at Raw. I chose the Raw set because I was like, I just want to go out there and have a good set.
This is what I enjoy. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think these people are going to have a fucking better night having seen my set that I want to do versus the set that Raw wants.
That's all any comedian ever wants to do. No one wants to do jokes that upset the crowd because it fucking sucks. It's called bombing.
Oh, no, no. What I'm saying is I could have done sets that would have worked in the crowd, but they wouldn't have hit like Arnie Bev.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, you know what? I am just going to...
It would have been somewhere in between, like in between a Raw set and your set. It would have been neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So like you didn't do a Raw set per se. You just did your set, and that's why you had so much fun, and it went down really well.
Yeah.
But if you had a... Because I don't know if you've got enough material to do what a typical Raw set is kind of thing. So you would have been somewhere halfway between a Raw set and your set kind of thing.
I think it was... If I'd have leaned into the Raw set, it wouldn't have been a good set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you don't have a full five-minute Raw set.
Yeah.
There would have been some... And it would have been... I don't know. It just wouldn't have been cohesive, I guess.
I think you win in your jokes against mine in that competition, if we're talking from a purely competition standpoint, Raw, your jokes have way better chance of going through and winning that competition than what mine do.
It's literally the only reason I chose them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, Are You Okay was always going to be in there. Yeah. It had to be. It's just I haven't wrote a better joke since.
Yeah.
It sucks because that was one of the first jokes I wrote.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks. But, yeah, that was the whole reason. I had a game plan, and it was basically... And don't get me wrong, like, I didn't kind of sacrifice my integrity to do it kind of thing.
It's just a good joke.
Yeah.
Are You Okay is the joke that shouldn't have got through.
Yeah.
Honestly. If you put it at the end, I assume, I didn't see you set, but you put it at the end, and then that's, like, you set up through all the other shit that you can do that at the end.
Yeah.
It's okay. Whereas, because it's a suicide joke, so it shouldn't fly.
It's literally encouraging someone to kill themselves.
Yeah. But it's so funny that it stands on its own two feet, and you've done all the other shit and, like, brought them along into your way of thinking, like, the whole way along. And you're you kind of play on the idiot. You're just like, oh, I'm just a lovable idiot.
Well, I'm making out I'm actually autistic myself.
Yeah.
Because that was the one thing I was proud of, was the way I measured time together. It was you'd think I wrote them at the same time, but they were actually two different...
Yeah.
Jokes that I'm just going to tie together. I'm like, I'm that literal. This is why.
Yeah.
And, that's why I think it worked kind of thing. But, I went there with a game plan.
Because that's more your style of humor, is the Are You Okay joke.
Yeah.
Than the clean stuff. But you do the clean stuff to get you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And I also just, the whole autism thing, like I said, just came from, can I do it? Can I write something clean that would appeal to more people? And I did, it worked, and... Now I can go back to doing one of
which isn't an easy feat either, writing about autism. Like, it's still a dodgy area. Like, it could go fucking wrong.
Because if you punch down in that situation, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is,
well, most of it gets turned back on me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not really bringing him down. It's,
you're building him up in the joke.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And that's why I think it works, because I think I wrote it well. Like, not pump your own tires up, but...
Yeah.
I think I wrote it well, and it's poking fun at me, not him, and I think that's why it works.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Yeah, it's a fucking it was a great set. It was a happy for you, because I think
I know you are, because the way you turned around and screamed, seared in my brain.
I was fucking I lost it.
That's the autism.
I lost it. Yeah, exactly. Unable to regulate my emotions.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, it was so loud and just intense, the look on your face. And I was it was just pure joy.
Pure autistic joy.
Autistic joy at someone else's, like, success, which not many people can do. So...
Yeah, no. Everyone else in the room was like, fuck, I didn't make it. Like, everyone else.
And literally, like, you got down on, like, bended knees.
I was like, I was like, fuck yes. And I, leaned around the corner and, like, pointed at you. I was like, fuck yes, man. Because it was exactly, I was like, you know what, that's what I wanted to see happen. I was like, I wanted you to get through. I wanted you to, like, go have have that opportunity. And I think I'm have made a very like clear understanding of what I want out of comedy, which is just to perform to crowds.
Yeah,
that's all I want from it. It's like I'm not saying I want to be rich and famous one day for it or anything like that. I just want to have fun doing what we did that night.
Yeah,
and I was like, and I fucking had a great set. It was fucking awesome. I got off the stage feeling like a rock star, and I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
If I could get to the spot where people can invite me to do 200 seaters, yeah, cool. Like, that's what I want. And the comedy club being given those opportunities as well.
Yeah.
Like, to perform to real crowds who are there to see my comedy, and you're like, and then you fucking, you do well there. Like, oh man, like it's exactly what I was in it for. I'm not worried about money. I don't care about money. I just care about performance.
Because I'm Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it'd be cool to be able to be paid to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you could quit your fucking day job and be able to do comedy, that would be the fucking dream.
I don't know.
I don't care how much I get paid. Like, I don't care about that part of the money. But if I can get enough money from doing that and be able to fucking
just do it,
rent a fucking house and just afford to live,
mm.
not live like a fuckhead, but just, you know, be able to afford your groceries for the week and go out and do gigs, like, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but I think there's the stress that comes with not being entirely in control over what happens with your future, and there's a lot of that in comedy.
No one is anyway, so well, you can walk out and get hit by a fucking bus.
In a way, I think you might be more in control because you can only rely on yourself, whereas if you're working for a company, there's a lot of things in place that you have to rely on to keep.
Yeah. No matter what you do, you're not in control. Like, go fucking sideways, but you can be more, like, comfortable.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably riskier relying on the opportunity to perform in clubs and pubs and stuff like that when anything could happen and you've got no safety net. With my job, I'm like, at the very least, they've got to give me a couple of weeks' notice before they shit can me.
Yeah.
And
your safety net is your money.
That's why I also think people should be trying to get online too. Mm.
Like, but you can fail. You can fucking fail at doing something that you don't want to do. Like, it can go fucking sideways.
Yeah.
You can end up out on your ass with fucking nothing, doing something that you fucking hate. And I'd rather do something that I like to do and fail that way.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a fucking open mic and you're like, I want to try new shit. And then like a big crowd turns up and you're like, I'm going to do the hits. Because I want to do well. To this crowd, and then you bomb, and you're like, fuck, I should have just tried the new shit.
Whatever you plan to do when you go to even an open mic, that's what you got to do, because that's what you set yourself up for.
Yeah.
It's like when we were talking to Brooke before, it was that show, and she didn't know, want to do the tongue in the ass joke?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I might drop it in. Like, did you plan to do it? Yeah. Well, then go do it. If not, it's going to throw your whole rhythm off too.
And she was going
to skip from one joke to the next.
She's like...
And it probably crushed.
Biggest laugh of her set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, killed. We were talking about it, and I was like, Brooke, I'm doing Arnie Bev.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't worry. She's like, oh, I just don't want to... Brooke, I'm making jokes about people who have strokes. Yeah. Like, fucking calm down. Like, you'll be okay. It'll kill. And then she got off stage, and me and Ben were just standing there, smug face, like... Fucking told ya.
Fucking told you, dumb bitch.
Big dumb bitch.
And that's why you do racist accent skits, because that's what you had planned.
Yeah.
That's what you fucking do.
That's exactly it. I think if you steer away from your plan, you just throw yourself off, and you make yourself nervous, because all of a sudden the plan's changed.
Well, I've tried to do that fucking joke of mine, and you gave me the line for the Asian kid in the sweatshop.
Yeah, you pussy out a lot.
I have been pussing out on it, and it doesn't crush when I do.
When you do pussy out?
Yeah, if I puss out on it, it fucking bombs. And if I, like, commit to the accent, it fucking works.
Yeah, it kills.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird.
Whenever I've seen you do it, you haven't done the accent.
I've been trying to do it.
I've only seen you do it twice, though.
Oh, have you? I've done it fucking heaps of times, dude.
Yeah, I've only seen you do it twice.
It's like my go-to joke now. Like, if you have you got one on stage, that, like, if you blank, you go to that.
It'd probably be, are you okay, if I'm honest? Because I've got so, because most of mine, I used to write in sets, basically.
Yeah, mine used to be
trying to get in the habit of writing shorter jokes, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mine used to be my brother, where
I that's a good bit.
Like talk about him and looking like me and shit. Like that'd be my go-to if I blanked. But that's also like a longer sort of bit. Yeah. I guess the fucking one about the sweatshop is pretty long too. But yeah, you get one of those. Like if you fucking if you've got a short bit that you can go to, it's like 30 seconds in length. That if you're like blank on stage, you're like oh fuck, I'll go to that and then I'll figure out where I'm going from there. It's better than doing crowd work, and it's better than sitting there sipping your beer, going fuck, what am I gonna do next?
Yeah,
it's so hard to do it in the moment though, when you're up there dying. Like, fuck, what's the next
one? I haven't forgot a joke in a long time, though. When I,
Because, yeah, you prepare properly.
I do put a lot of preparation in. But when I did me booked one at the comedy club, when I was first testing out my raw set, and there was some padding around it kind of thing, at the start with, like, negotiating and whatnot, just kind of fluffed, build it up to 7 minutes. But when I got into it, because I hadn't done the autism joke in so long, there was a few times where, while they were laughing, I'm like, I can't remember what the next part is. Yeah. And then just as it stopped, it just kicked in. I'm like, got it. Yeah. But it happened about three times where I went, I can't remember what the next fucking word or segue or what it not is. And it, just as it petered off, I just got it. And it was like, whew.
I do that a lot with my four-wheel drive bit. I'll finish the bit where I'm talking about the neighbours. And then that usually gets a laugh. And then sometimes I'll fucking completely move past the next part of that joke, which is the reason I wrote the joke in the first place.
That's fucked. Yeah, so I've done that.
Leave out the punchline.
Yeah, I watch sets back. I'm like,
why didn't I do that?
What the fuck? Yeah, because I just, because it's one of those jokes. It's like, it's very often that I come up with a tagline that sometimes lands harder than the punchline.
Yeah.
And sometimes that'll fucking land so hard. I'm like, all right, sweet. I'll go into my... Like
I did that with a new
material.
Bit. I had a new bit to do on marriage at the stag last week, and I completely fucking forgot the bit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, it's what I came here to do.
Oh, yeah. Did you realize I fucked up during Raw as well?
No.
Yeah, apparently. And I think it's, my missus told me, and I think it's true, because where I spell that chocolate,
C-H-O-C-L-A-T-E.
Yeah, and I was supposed to spell it wrong and then have my son correct it. I spelled it right and I didn't realise.
Yeah.
And it still got a laugh and whatnot, but one guy in the crowd, I heard him go, I don't get it.
That's the autistic guy. You found him.
And I was like, and in my mind, I'm like, fucking, I spelled it wrong, dickhead, but it turns out I'm the dickhead.
You could do the joke where you spell it properly and wait for someone to yell out that it's wrong, and you'd be like, you're the autistic guy. You could do that deliberately.
Then you can't,
There's your crowd work. Holy fuck.
Dude.
But yeah, no, apparently I spelled it right, and then, so it didn't make any sense, but people still laughed at it. But yeah, one guy was on the ball, which was like, I don't get it.
That's so funny. That's because you think as a comic that, like, it matters so much that you get it perfect.
Yeah, well, I didn't even realize.
Paying attention to
in my mind,
detail.
I'm like, because I spelled it wrong. This guy's a fucking idiot. I get off stage, I'm like, oh, that makes sense why he didn't get it, because I spelled it out perfectly. Yeah. I'm the dickhead. Like.
Yeah, people are going in and out of attention when they're watching your set too. They're like, they're not there the whole time.
Yeah.
Like you are, because it's your set, so you're fully focused. But they're like, they sort of come in and out. And that's why, like, some fucking jokes where you're like that trans joke. I was doing about trans porn. Like, if you're not listening to the whole fucking bit, and you sort of, and then you listen to the end of it, or just part of it, and you just hear one word, that's why people get fucked up when they're listening to it and get offended. Yeah. They haven't heard the whole fucking bit. It's
crazy. Sometimes they have.
And sometimes they have, and they're still pussies.
We're fucking... I am glad that I can do new material now, though. Mm. I don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I think I'm stuck for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, you should just be hammering it.
That's the plan. As much as I want to deviate away from it, like even... I think it was Tuesday night at the comedy club. Well, I just wanted to fuck around.
Mm.
But I was like, I have to... Because I had to trim bits out of it. And I was like, I have to make sure this gets under 5 minutes kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think it was like, I don't know, it was like 5:30 or something when I left there. And then when I did the stag, it was a little over 5 minutes, but I fumbled during it a few times and whatnot. There was like a good 10 seconds of just nothing
where where it was just regathering or adjusting kind of thing. So it's like that's easy to cut down. So
are you going to go down to Sydney and do some gigs to like practice it a bit?
I probably won't have the time, man. It's only 2 weeks away, so.
Fuck, really? 2 weeks?
22nd.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think it was that soon.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to, I should be at the club for the next two Tuesdays, but outside of that, unless I get booked any.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's my plan.
I'll talk to Elliot and see if he can get you on the Saturday
gig. James has already said he'll try and get me some gigs to rip in kind of thing. Yeah, good.
Oh, there'll be gigs up here.
A lot of people mentioned, straight away got in contact with me and, said a lot of nice words and that. And James was like, we'll get you some. And basically, when you go to Sydney, you just remember, some of them aren't that good. Fucking, you're just as good as them. And, he said a lot of nice words.
Probably better than a lot of them, to be honest.
I would say so.
Sydney's weird.
Yeah.
I know Sydney's weird, but yeah.
But if you could do gigs in Sydney.
It is that whole Sydney's big, Newcastle small kind of, just kind of assume someone's from Sydney. Sydney, so.
But you could, my plan would be in preparation for doing Raw to begin with would be to go down to Sydney and do some of those gigs and try and find a set that works for there as well.
Yeah.
So that when you go to do the store, then you're fucking, I know this works in Sydney too.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do the same set.
I know you have to do the same set, but pre-plan it. So go down to Sydney before you go, I know this fucking shit works in Sydney and Newcastle. It's going to work in both.
What if it doesn't? What if he goes there for 2 weeks straight and bombs his dick off?
Well, then you're not going to pass the store.
No, that's not true at all. Finals. That's not true at all.
Nah, what do you mean? You've pre-tested it.
The only thing I'm not sure if will work in Sydney is where I say I'm from Curry.
Yeah.
In reference to my daughter saying she's a princess and going, we've got to, this and that. This is why we're not.
I would change it to Newcastle.
Yeah, I don't know if that's too vague. I was thinking about saying we're from Curry, we've got the Mullet Fest kind of thing or something like that. Because I think Newcastle's not quite bogan enough.
I think Sydney people think that Newcastle is bogan.
Yeah.
They do. Because yeah, so I've lived in Sydney, and I've talked to people in Sydney when I was living there. Where are you from? Newcastle. And they go, oh. They think you're some fucking redneck. And you're it's literally 2 hours north.
Yeah.
And
So that's the only line I'm I'm not sure how it's going to go. Everything else is going to be what it's going to be, I guess. So
maybe.
I really wanted to make it to this point. If I go further, that's great. But, it's not the be all end all for me.
And you've got your set.
I'm going down there and I want to win.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I want
to
do.
That's the mentality to have.
I want to win, but if I lost, I'd go, okay, it's fair enough. But I wanted to make this point because, like I said earlier, this was all my eggs were in this basket. This is probably the most Raw-based set that I'll ever be able to write. And so all my eggs are in this basket. So if I don't make it to state on this, I probably won't make it to state based on what I like to do. So
you can't do it again either, can you?
No.
If you've already,
No, they don't like you to. So I think you can, but,
Are you going to get through? Yeah.
It's it's like doing a joke for the first time. The first time's always the most fun. So So I got what I wanted out of it where I got to this point where I'm like, all right, I made state with me thing. Yeah, it all paid off. Anywhere from here is gravy.
Basically. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, I'm going down to the win. I want to win. So.
Dude.
I'm not half-arsing it or whatnot.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think you still got a very fucking good shot.
I think the only thing that separated me on the night was my material. I don't think I performed better than anyone. I don't think my jokes were funnier than anyone. Yep. I think my material was just more in their marketing wheelhouse kind of thing.
Yeah. I think your material will go in Sydney too.
I feel like it will too, so. Yeah. Because I know Are You Okay works, because even that show I ate shit in, I won them. Well, I got a bit at the end with, I wouldn't say won them back, because I fucking, they did not like me. But
you've dropped all the beating women bits. All the misogyny is gone, which is what you would have fucking died on in Sydney.
Yeah.
As soon as you do that, you're fucked. But you've replaced it with all the clean shit, which they'll fucking love.
Don't get me wrong. The misogyny will come back. I love it too much. I have not buried it.
I love it too much. It's not going anywhere.
Sandwich jokes are the best.
That's my true self. Oh,
yeah. I love that joke so much.
I think that was the first joke I ever wrote. And then Are You Okay was second.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm fucking sick. So I beat women and I kill people.
Oh, shit.
It should be fun. Hopefully, I feel like the material is good enough that if I perform well in the night, I think I've got a real crack of getting to Melbourne. And that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like even if I get down there, if I perform well in the night, I've got a real crack of it. So.
Yeah. Dude, it'll be fun.
Like, I'm not getting ahead of myself, but I just think the set I've got is,
And you get to do the comedy store, which is
That's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, that was the best part when I found it. It was at the store. I'm like, fuck yes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never been in there.
Really?
Never. Yeah.
Never. I haven't even gone to watch a show. I used to work there too. Oh, fuck these fuckers. Never went in. Probably should have.
That's just jealousy.
Yeah, no, I used to work at Fox Studios. I used to walk right past it every fucking day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway. Maybe one day, I don't know. If they'll let me do fucking my jokes in there. Highly unlikely.
You just gotta keep pushing that, mate.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Maybe go down for a tryout. They do tryouts, don't they? Like,
I don't think so. I think you have to be pretty fucking good to get booked there.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
When do you find out about the wild card?
I'm not gonna hold my breath about it. I don't think
yeah, they might not do them this year.
Yeah, the same
depends.
Might not do them this year. It was weird.
Did they not do a runner-up just because there was only 10 of us?
I don't think it's that. I think it's the idea of doing fucking live comedy and all of that with what's going on at the moment. I think they're really, really fucking just... Yeah, they're probably just trigger shy on the whole thing. It's not as big this year and stuff like that,
yeah, right.
I think. So, look, like I said, I'm not getting on an ABC joking about getting fucked in the ass by my wife and Arnie Bev. Like,
yeah.
Arnie Bev is not going on the ABC in a million years. If I'd won the other night, we'd be having the same conversation, which is...
SBS, actually.
Well, SBS, there you go. So... Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, SBS might have people getting pegged on it if you're on the right time.
Yeah.
I know, I watched the finals from last year, and a lot of them are like, I know comedians better than this. Like,
yeah.
It's just,
it was white garbage I heard.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ugh.
fuck the patriarchy, yeah.
Yeah.
But they might change it up a bit to see how it goes. Doing the other stuff.
They should.
They don't give a fuck about what content you do. They just care what sells.
Yeah.
Like what gets more viewers.
What sells in Melbourne.
They don't have a conscience.
I think you've got to write a set based in Melbourne. So it's like, what's not funny? I'll go say that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like they care whether your shit's woke or...
Like, Dave was talking about that Tom Wickham guy. And he said he's got, like, he just completely changed his style just to make the final. He said he's got heaps of dark shit and all that. And when I watched him, I was like, some of his jokes, I'm like, we're kind of not even that good. Like the whole, I lost fucking 60, you know, I lost some weight, I lost 64 kilos because he dumped his girlfriend kind of thing. I'm like, man, I've heard that one.
Yeah, heard that before.
In different variations. And I was like,
Who's the chick who does Lauren Lawrence, she's got that exact joke.
Yeah, oh, there you go. She does too.
Yeah. Maybe he stole it or something.
Yeah. I lost 25 kilos the other day. Yeah. That's my girlfriend. She's 12.
that's a
fucking raw form of fucking joke right there.
So Tom, like, as much as I can see, like, just, I don't know, just...
Is 25 a fat 12-year-old? Before I continue?
No, that's pretty thin.
Okay.
Underweight.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fucking any fat 12-year-olds.
Yeah, like, or you could see some jokes were, like, just kind of reiterations of others. Like, he had one where it was like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was, like, 21 for religious reasons. My friend lost his at 13, also for religious reasons.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a funny joke.
Yeah,
like,
funny joke.
He had one about, like, the 100-meter sprints and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, the favorite event's the 100-meter sprints. We find who's fastest. The second favorite's the final before that. We find who the fastest white guy is. And he's like, and then women's sprints even better because you get to enjoy it for longer. Like, so I had jokes on that too. I was like, I enjoy them. Like, but there was other ones where I was like, oh, I can kind of see. Like, you could see the punchline coming.
Yeah.
Before he said him, you're like, I'm pretty sure I've heard his name around before in lineups now. Like, I feel like you've just, when Dave said, he's like, just completely rewrote his set just for Raw. I'm like, okay.
Well,
like, fair enough, I worked for him. But
you say, you're a fucking Raw finalist. People are like, okay, you can do comedy.
Mm.
I'll put you on.
Yep.
That's all there was.
That's literally all it's for.
That's all.
So you can put on your blurb, Raw finalists, like in the little Facebook write up that they give you when they put you on shows. Oh, yeah, fucking Raw finalists.
Yeah.
That's it. No other reason.
Just makes you more marketable.
Not Little Pud, though. Not this year.
Not this year.
You should put Raw participant.
Two-time Raw participant.
Yeah. Literally anyone can do it. Like when people put...
Self-judged runner-up.
Yeah, people put that they've had fringe shows. They're like, oh, I've got a fringe show. They're like, yeah, anyone can, you fucking idiot. All of us went to Dubbo and did it. We're fucking retards. Anyone can do it.
Yes. I'll say I was seriously considered to win Raw.
A Raw heat.
Yeah. I was seriously considered to win a Raw heat. Right. That's...
How many of those things you could do?
Oh, like, dude.
Open mic headliner.
you went on last. This guy has been headlining open mics around the state. Please welcome to the stage. Yes. I'm keeping that for Tuesday. I know just who's going to fucking...
Just whoever's on last.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I got a specific comic I'm going to use that one for.
I've opened for Heggy.
Yeah.
I've bombed opening for Heggy.
I'll leave that bombed. Sounds better when you do
that. No, you just say, I worked with. I worked with Luke Heggy.
You'd be like, who?
Who? You know, Mid-Flight Brawl. Fucking good podcast. Give it a listen. Anyway. There's the plug.
I want to try to talk to the field now about getting back under the Quarrymen's. See if I can...
Redeem yourself.
Yeah, redeem myself. Yeah.
No, you should. And he's got another one that's, like, come up. Oh, he was on one.
No, he's on a lot of fun things down there.
Yeah, in Sydney, yeah.
He's getting after it. But he's legit. Terrific.
He's hilarious. That's the pod. I think we're at an hour.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Good, thanks for coming on, mate. Jeez. Congratulations again about winning Raw.
Thank you, good sir.
We've sucked your dick enough now.
Yep. Now we're in the big leagues. We've got Raw heat winner Ben McLennan on the pod.
The second. This is the second Raw heat. Third. Fourth. We've had four.
Oh, Elliot, Liam, Loz.
James. Not James.
Yeah, anyone that Comedy Detour won.
Yeah, James hasn't won Raw.
No, he went to state final, though.
Did he? Ah, there you go. Five, six. Five or six we've had on.
Yeah.
The Raw Comedy Podcast.
Raw's like the dirty slut at school that everyone's had but you, Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just missed out.
God damn.
You might get a wild card.
You just held her hair while they plowed her.
I held the spew in between job sessions.
You held her hair while she blew me.
You're more like the guy that verbally abused her and made her leave.
I'm the guy who started crying when I saw her fucking another dude.
She came to the party and you're like, what, hear about my honey Bev?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, fucking, that's pod.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.